listener production. Cash rate hits 10-year high. MP helps jail activist niece. 20 gay men bashed every day. And rock chicks find ancient treasure. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Wednesday, December 7. Number 1. A national cabinet meeting on cutting energy costs has been shifted from Wednesday to Friday and will be held virtually after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese caught COVID. An initial proposal from the Albanese government was provided to the states on Tuesday ahead of the meeting, calling on them rather than the Commonwealth to enact a coal price cap. The federal government has also finalised its mandatory code of conduct, which will impose a floating price mechanism on gas producers to drive down energy prices. Proposals for domestic price caps on coal and gas have provoked resistance from New South Wales and Queensland in particular, with both states earning significant royalties from fossil fuel exports. Number 2. The Reserve Bank of Australia has lifted interest rates by 0.25% in its 8th straight rate rise. The increase means the cash rate is now at the highest level in more than a decade, since November 2012. Australians with a mortgage of $500,000 are now paying almost $900 more a month than they were in April. RBA Governor Philip Lowe said at 6.9% over the year to October, inflation in Australia was still too high. Number 3. A climate activist sentenced to 15 months in jail for protests on Sydney Harbour Bridge is the niece of a senior minister in the New South Wales government who voted for anti-protest laws used to imprison her. Deanna Violet Coco, who faces a minimum 8 months in prison over the April protest, is the niece of Alistair Henkins, the Minister for Skills and Training and a factional ally of Premier Dominic Perrottet. Henkins on Tuesday defended his role in passing the controversial laws, saying that, quote, nobody is above the law. This comes as a crowdfunding campaign launched by supporters of Coco has attracted more than $37,000. Number 4. A hate crime inquiry heard about 20 gay men were violently bashed every day in New South Wales for a period spanning more than 4 decades. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Anthony Crandall made the claim to an inquiry probing the police approach to suspended hate crimes against LGBTQ people between 1970 and 2010. Perpetrators were given a kind of social license to continue inflicting violence upon members of the gay community, he said. In a review of 88 deaths between 1976 and 2000, there was evidence of anti-gay police bias in 8 cases and suspected in a further 19 cases. And number 5. An amateur female fossil hunting trio, known as the Rock Chicks, have discovered a plesiosaur fossil in Queensland, dubbed the Rosetta Stone of marine paleontology. The three graziers, who hunt for fossils in their Western Queensland station in their spare time, found the first known head and body of an 100-million-year-old elasmosaur in Australia. Along with the new skeleton, there were also several other plesiosaurs and ichthyosaurs discovered and collected on the field trip, which will be transported to Townsville for preparation and research. That's it for Post today, December 7. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.